Blog Talk Radio.
Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna take it one day at a time. Opened up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna say hello to my neighbor, gonna greet him with a smile, and shake the hand of a stranger, sit and talk to him for a while. Gonna tell someone I love them from the bottom of my heart. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah, today I'm gonna try and change the world. Gonna take it one day at a time. I made my resolution to open up my eyes. I'm gonna try and change the world. I'm gonna make sure my children know right from wrong. Never turn my back on those who need someone. Always gonna try to see myself through another's eyes. I'm gonna try and change the world. Yeah. Every day I'm gonna try and change the world. Gonna take you one day at a time. I made my resolution. Open up my eyes. Today I'm gonna
Michael, and I will love to hear from you if you call this number, 516-418-5997. Again, the calling number is 516-418-5997. All right, let's go ahead and talk to some callers. And 4AO, you're on air with me. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
I can't hear very well with you. Oh. All right, let's go ahead and move to the next caller. 509, you're on air with me. Hello.
Hi, good evening. My name is Erica.
Hi, Erica. How can I help you tonight?
Hi. I was just wanting some insight. I have I've been applying to this job, and I've had interviews, and now the next step is a polygraph and fingerprints. And I was wondering what you see with this job.
I see a lot of things with this, but you just have to get over. Bert told me that you need to get over like some fears that are involved at the moment. You might not even know they're there, but as far as the job goes, I feel like it's going to be a good thing. I think you already have a job, so they just haven't told you yet.
Oh, cool.
So,
It's the juvenile corrections, and so I'm kind of a little bit scared.
Right,
just
yeah.
Just a little bit.
That'd be a little nerve-wracking, for sure. So, but you're gonna be all right. Everything's going to pan out. So.
Yeah. Do you see me moving up or anything? Like, what do you see? Like, me loving the job? I'm expecting that I will, but I'm just wondering.
I think you will love it. You'll just fit right in and be like, you're already doing it before you know it. Spirit is really excited about you and about your journey ahead. So this is just one of those steps.
Okay. Well, thank you for the insight.
No problem. You have a great evening.
Have a good day.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
Bye. All right, let's take another caller here. 312, you're on air with me. Hello.
Hi, Michael. This is Karen calling. I'm wondering if you see any work coming up for me. I do have a project during after the Thanksgiving holiday. I'm supposed to cover for some office support while someone goes on vacation for about a week or a couple days. But do you see anything coming? My dog was sick earlier, so now I'm able to go back to work. I'm trying to look for some work. I wonder if you see anything.
Okay. Sorry to hear about your dog. Is she okay?
Yeah, they gave him some antibiotics, and so we're going to start that treatment. Yeah, see if that'll take.
Okay. Yeah, I think you'll be all right. What was your question again?
Okay. I'm wondering if you see any work or anyone calling me. I do have one project around the after the Thanksgiving holiday, but I'm kind of wondering if you see anything else coming up for me.
Something. You should be working in a couple weeks.
Okay.
I think that they're just going to go over, the applications like they do for an interview. But, I believe that you're going to be working a couple of weeks after Thanksgiving, maybe around the 1st of December. Yeah.
Do you think it's the man that I used to work with before at an advertising agency? Him calling me?
I think it's somebody else. I don't see it being that guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll keep you guys posted. Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Appreciate it. You have a great evening. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go ahead and give you my call number again, 516-418-5997. So, all right, let's go ahead and take some more calls. 510, you are on air with me.
Hello, hi. Thank you for taking my call, Michael. I just want to know any messages from Spirit.
They're just saying that you just need to trust yourself. I'm not sure what that means, but that's what they're saying. That you need to work on yourself, and something will come up and help you. I see a person around you, be like in his 30s. A gentleman, I don't know how he knows you, but there's going to be some connection on that. I don't see it being romantic of sorts, but...
I know who you're talking about. That's,
okay, all right.
This guy named Henry that I used to date, but we're not talking right now. I'm hoping to run into him soon, talk to him. Oh, but he's around
yeah.
in the spirit? Oh.
All right.
Is there anything he want to let me know? Is he around?
I think he will contact you, yes.
Okay. That's it?
Okay.
Okay.
That's it. Take care.
Right.
Take care of yourself.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay. I will. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
All right.
Go with 347. You're on air with me. Hello.
Hi, Michael. Thank you for taking my call. This is Tanika. I wanted to know if you could tell me how someone named Frank feels about me and if you see any kind of future between us.
Okay. I think he really likes you. I mean, I think it scares him at the moment. Although he's still that he is feeling, you know, a little confusing for him. But I believe that you guys are going to end up long term. And but it's just going to take a little bit. You just have to watch for hiccups on the road. But, you know, I definitely see you guys together.
Because, like, I hardly know anything about him, and it feels, and it's like we were talking a lot, and we were getting to be, like, such good close friends when we first started talking, and it's like once we got involved, like, the talking level just dropped, and, like, he hardly talks to me now. And I'm like, I don't know what that's about. I don't know how he feels about me or if he's seen other women, even.
I don't see any other women around him. I'm not sure why he isn't contacting you and talking to you. But, you know, again, that will work out. I feel like he's got some major burden going on right now. He's just loaded with stress, and he's just not thinking clearly at this moment. So, all right.
But you see long term with me and him, we're going to end up together?
Yes, you guys will. Down the line a little bit. It looks
you
like maybe about a couple. It looks like about a couple years or so. Okay, go ahead.
Oh. Do you think that we'll have kids or get married? Like, he tells me he doesn't even want to be in a relationship.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I don't know why he's saying those things, but I think he's just afraid of it. I think he got hurt really bad in a relationship, and he's just a little gun shy. So.
Yeah, he was married before.
Yeah. I just feel like that did a number on him, and he doesn't trust people anymore. So, but I believe he can work that out. So, all right?
All right.
All right. You have a good evening. Thank you for calling.
Thanks. I'll keep listening. Thank you.
Okay, yeah. Bye-bye. All right. Let's go ahead with 845. You're on nurse, Nella.
Hi. Thank you, Michael, for taking my call. I greatly appreciate it. My name is Catherine. And
Catherine, okay.
Yes. Hi. I'm wondering if you see a gentleman either with the letter D in his name or K giving me a job, any one of those two?
K looks good for a job.
Oh, fantastic. Do you see it coming soon or in the new year?
I see it being like at the end of this year and into the next year. A lot of times when you have like the holidays are coming up, you know, people that hire people are not doing that right now. So, but I definitely feel like you'll be working at the beginning of next year.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great evening.
You as well.
Right.
Many blessings.
Happy Thanksgiving, by the way. I forgot. That
oh, yes.
Up.
Yes, yes. Happy blessed Thanksgiving to you. Yeah, me too. My mind's on work. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I'll talk to you again some other day.
Okay. Thank you. Many blessings. Thank you.
You too. Now, let's go with 702. You're on Earth. Hello.
Hi, Michael. It's Rose. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm in there.
How can I help?
I'd like to know, I'm not sure if I remember this, but I was telling you before about this girl at my work who doesn't work.
Right.
Now they're hiring her sister. So I want to know how you see this playing out.
I don't think there's a problem there. I feel like it will work itself through, and you know, but I mean, I don't see any problems ahead.
Really?
You should be getting some good news by the end of this week. So
well, that would be great. Okay. And
right.
What's your website? Because I want to schedule a meeting with you. I don't know what it is.
I can't hear you.
Your website. What's your website address?
Oh, website address is www, of course, insightswithmichael.net.
All right. Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye. All right. Let's take another call. 914, you're on air with me. Hello.
Hello? Hi.
Hello.
Epic hearing it to you. my name is Maria. I call it from New York. I want to know if you have a message from my angel for me, please.
All right. I had a hard time hearing the caller. 760, you're on earth, please. Oh, that is please.
Hi. Hello.
Okay. Hi, how can I help?
Hi, Michael. Thanks for taking my call. This is Lisa. And I was wondering, wanting to know if you can pick up anything around my upcoming financial situation, opportunity-wise. Did you see anything coming to me that will boost my finances?
Yeah, I think that you'll be noticed before the end of the year, so sometime in December.
Okay, so that's for business.
Yeah.
How about relationship? Do you see anything around that?
Looks like about March of next year.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, great. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. All right. Have a good evening.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 646, you're on air with me. Hello.
Yes, I have a question. I just wanted to see what you see into my future love life. I'm intuitive, but I had a premonition that I got married. I wanted to see what you pick up on that.
Yeah. Okay. I'm having a hard time hearing you as well. So, but as far as that goes, I feel like it's going to be all right. Did somebody recently pass?
Yes, a cousin of mine.
Okay, because I'm picking that up pretty strong. They're just wanting to say hi, so.
Oh, hey.
Yeah. So, but yeah, there's definitely a spirit around you as well.
Okay.
Yeah. You almost contact, it's sort of like a magnet. You're contacting these spirits. But it's all good. There's nothing to be afraid of.
All right, thank you.
Right. You're welcome. Have a good evening. All right. So like all the callers, let me give you the website address for me. www.insightswithmichael.net. There's an S in there, so be sure that you get that. But yeah, I would love to read for you. Check out my website. Like I said, there's a place that you can book a reading with me and pay for it and all that kind of stuff over on the website. So, but I've had a great evening just talking with you guys, and it's been really fun. Hopefully you feel the same way. But I do love you guys, and you know, just want you to know that. You know, I think that we just sometimes we just need to give thanks for the things that we do have. You know, because we, you know, we're not like in third-rate countries. We have houses and stuff like that. We should be blessed and be thankful every day. Well, I'm going to go ahead and close out. Like I said, I appreciate you guys. Next show will be, what is today? Saturday. Will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock. So I'll see you guys then. Have a great evening. Bye-bye.
The calling of the mystic awakening in the flowering of the heart, everybody here melting into presence, overflowing effervescence, rising in love. Perfect imperfection.